It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
We want to welcome you to a finally Friday, and of course Friday during the United Way's annual campaign. We have a couple of agencies in studio, or we try to, that are covered by United Way's campaign fundraising efforts. And we'll give those two to you in just a moment, but we do have an update as far as the campaign is concerned. Just received this. They are currently at $392,647. That is about 44% of their $900,000 goal. So we have a ways to go. So if you're kind of on the fence about giving, and we're gonna hear from these agencies, and hopefully it will encourage you to give during this campaign. First of all, with CIRCE, we have Director Jeff Vance. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Kyle.
How you doing, buddy? And Avery Ruffcorn, who we've never had in studio before. She's with Northeast Iowa Area Agency on Aging, and we stumble over that all the time. The name we need to make shorter. I've been after Kara Furch for years. Let's shorten that baby up a little bit. But you are a nutrition aging specialist. Welcome.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Avery, let's start with you, ladies first. What do you do? What does your job entail?
Yeah, so with the nutrition team, our main focus is getting meals to people 60 and over, and that can look like a few different options. The first one and the main focus, especially with the United Way funding, is home-delivered meals, and these are people that are homebound for various reasons. We have about 17 people that we serve meals to. And then we also have a couple pop-ups that happen in State Center and then also in LeGrand. And every month we serve about 10 to 15 meals there. And then finally, we have what we call the Iowa Cafe program in Marshalltown with La Salud, which allows people to come for about 6 meals every month, get a nice hot meal at the restaurant there.
Yeah, awesome. So where are you based out of? You used to literally be upstairs here. There's an office here in U.S. Bank, and we would go by it when we come down the stairs. Where are you at now?
Yeah, so the main office is Waterloo. A lot of the stuff goes out of there. And then we also have offices in Decorah and Dubuque. But we cover 18 counties total, so we're all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So you're traveling quite a bit then?
I cover 4 counties, and then the other counties are covered by other nutrition specialists.
Awesome. Well, so what did you go to college for to get a degree like this?
Yeah, so that is a bit of an interesting story.
Oh,
but
so as declaring a major it often is.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, so my bachelor's degree is in global health studies, which is kind of a variety of a public health degree. And then I have a master's in epidemiology, which is public health based. But we have a variety of different degrees. One person's working on getting their master's in social work. Some people focused on nutrition, dietitian, things like that.
Yeah. Speaking of social work, this gentleman right to your left, he pretty much put the cornerstone in at CIRCE. Jeff Vance, director. How long have you been there?
I'm, let's see. I want to say only about 42 years.
Only. Yeah. Wow. People have no idea what CIRCE does because you hear the name.
Yeah.
And CIRCE stands for, correct me if I'm wrong, unless you change the name, Central Iowa Residential Services. What do you do?
Yeah, we provide housing and skill building for individuals that have intellectual disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
We serve about 115 families in Marshall County. And we have housing, and we have hourly casework services for individuals that still live at home with mom and dad or live in their own home or apartment. And we have a day program for adults who don't work. And we have respite care program for families to give families a break. We can come in and they can run errands or get other stuff done. And we have a really active Special Olympics program.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Your staff, you always glow about your staff. I know that from experience. You have a lot of great people that work with you.
We absolutely do. We have really, because we have, you know, it takes a lot of staff to operate a home, you know, 24 hours a day, 365 days a week. And we've had from our leadership staff who have been with us, I'd say on average, between anywhere from 20 to 40 years each. And then a bunch of staff, obviously, that work in the houses and at our day programs that come to work every day and do a bang-up job. And, yeah, I'm truly blessed. They make me look good, and I'm just kind of in the you know, sitting in the driver's seat. But they're doing all the day-to-day stuff.
You're a figurehead now at this point, really. You're like the king. You're a monarch.
Yeah, well, really? I've been called a lot worse.
Jeff Vance joining us. We've got two agencies under the umbrella, as I say, of our area, United Way. We have Searcy and also Northeast Iowa Area Agency on Aging. We're going to go back to Avery Ruffcorn. And now, Avery, I'm going to ask you, the money that, and you, I know you touched on this a little bit, but the money that is gathered and used and allocated from the United Way, do you put that towards in-home visits, or what exactly is the money used for?
Yeah, so every dollar that we get from United Way goes towards our meal program and actually the meals themselves. So the home-delivered meal people get what we call mom's meals. This is a refrigerated meal service. They get delivered to their door, and it's been a great program for us. And so, yeah, the money that we get goes towards getting them the meals that they need.
Yeah, and with the rising cost of groceries and food in general, wow. You're going to need the money, no doubt.
Exactly, yeah. The costs definitely go up, and we see more people coming on the wait list just because of different situations that are occurring now as costs for everybody has gone up.
Jeff, what about you? What about Searcy? The money, is it earmarked towards anything in particular?
Yeah, definitely is. We're funded through Medicaid, and Medicaid will pay for the staff supports and the services within the homes, but not pay anything toward housing. And so we use United Way funds to offset some of the expense of operating the homes, upkeep, maintenance, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Where are we, Jeff? It's been a long time since I've seen you. I know we were going to start a home, like you were hoping to build a house.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. It's just something that I've wanted to do for a long, long time, and we desperately needed it. It's a home that is going to be fully accessible. Mm-hmm. So that individuals that have mobility problems, we can serve them. We currently have turned away several folks from our local community who needed that level of access. We didn't provide it because we didn't have it, and they live in other parts of the state. And so we want to bring folks back home close to their friends and family. And so we're in the process of hopefully building this fully accessible home here in Marshalltown, and in fact, we have purchased a lot to do so.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah. That's absolutely awesome. Avery, let's go back to you. Now, in your job, do you personally go out and help or with the meals? Do you prep the meals? Do you make sure the food pyramid is represented? All the meals are represented? I mean, give me a little idea of what you do on a daily basis.
Yeah, so my time on a daily basis, because they are delivered to them by Mom's Meals,
right.
I am not delivering the meals themselves, but Mom's Meals does a really great job keeping with state dietary guidelines. All our meals have to meet state dietary guidelines according to our registered dietitian that is on staff. And then I will spend time doing annual home visits with them, giving them some calls to make sure everything's going well, and just give them somebody to talk to, because sometimes they don't always have that, and keeping everything organized.
Yeah, well, that's good. If somebody would like either one of your agency's services, how do they reach out? Jeff, let's start with you.
Yeah, just they can call us 641-752-5762 or go to our website, circe.org, or just swing by and see us at 111 East Lynn Street.
Okay. Avery?
Yeah, you can absolutely find us on our website at nei3a.org. Our agency number is on there, and we have a great information and assistance staff that's always available to talk. And we also have our office at 201 Tower Park Drive in Waterloo, and then a couple others in Decorah.
Yeah. Okay, real quick, I'm going to ask you, Avery, give me your elevator speech, why people should give to the United Way.
Yeah, I think giving to the United Way is a helpful way to give back to your community and make sure that those in the community can stay in the community. That's a really big focus for us, is making sure those people are staying in their home and able to contribute to the community in whatever way that looks like for them. And as I said, all of our dollars that we get from the United Way strictly goes towards the meals and making sure that people are getting the nutrition they need.
You bet. Jeff, we got about 1 minute. What about you?
Yeah, I'd like to say that, you know, the people of Marshall County have been, they rise to the occasion. They roll up their sleeves and get the job done. They've proved it time and time again in good times and bad. And, you know, the United Way, none of us knows what tomorrow's going to bring. Mm. And so to help out our friends and neighbors, it's a great way to impact 26 different agencies all at once.
You bet. Yeah.
In a single donation.
You're writing a check that's going to cover the whole shebang.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Hey, thank you for being here. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's
Thanks,
beginning
Kyle.
To look a lot like Christmas at Earl May Garden Center. Step inside and let the magic of the season surround you during our